young men, in many cases older boys, teenage boys, the old, women, children in particular, would be separated. They would be told that they were to undress, that they were to be given a shower. You've had a long journey. You're going to be deloused, given a shower. Make sure to maintain, you know, your baggage. We'll find you, etc. And then the victims would be herded down into what appeared to be large shower stalls. In fact, large underground bunkers. The Nazis had gone to the trouble of putting in these bunkers shower heads that appeared to be there for the washing and then the delousing. In fact, as soon as the last person had been squeezed in, and the SS calculated this down to the inch, an enormous door would be shoved closed. It would be barred, and then poison gas released from above. The Nazis estimated that it would take 5 to 10 minutes to kill those, in many cases hundreds of people, in the bunkers. In many cases, the dying would take at least 20 minutes. Between 1942 and the end of 1944, when the Russian advance in the east would close the concentration camps in the east, the death camps, between 6 and 8 million Jews would perish in what came to be known as the Holocaust. The Holocaust would remain, does remain, the darkest mark on European civilization and European history in this century, or I think any other. It represents the unfolding, the reducto ad absurdum of this age of ideology. The National Socialists, with their ideology of rabid racism, had proceeded through a series of policies, making Jews non-citizens in Germany, preventing social relations, marriage, sexual relations between Jews and non-Jews, and then finally with the outbreak of war, the regime would proceed on to this last and final phase of the elimination of Jews from European civilization. The Allies themselves would become aware of this National Socialist plan only gradually. Reports of the activities of the Einsatzgruppen on the Eastern Front reached the West almost immediately. The information about the camps would come also from the Polish underground, from Jews who had escaped, from prisoners and so on. There was a reluctance at first on the part of the West to actually believe it, to believe that something so hideous, so massive could be underway. And yet, the regime had carried this war now on to a new level of barbarism. A European civilization, a German civilization, which at the beginning of the 20th century had seemed to be supreme in the world, its influence, its cultural influence, its intellectual influence, economic influence, political influence, paramount around the globe. This European civilization, here and now acting through Germany, had come to this grisly point. The regime's killing of Jews would stop only with the advance of the Soviet armies and finally the conclusion of the Second World War. And that is a topic that we will address in our next lecture.